Good morning. This is Beth Kujala from the Audubon County Farm Service Agency with updates and reminders from the Audubon County USDA Service Center. Crops are maturing rapidly and fall harvest will soon be upon us. As you think about harvest, be sure to keep complete and accurate records for corn and soybean yields as you will need them later this fall for the new market facilitation program. You will be paid on your total 2018 crop production. The sign-up period for the Market Facilitation Program is now open and runs through January 15, 2019. MFP provides payments to cotton, corn, dairy, hogs, sorghum, soybean, and wheat producers who have been significantly impacted by actions of foreign governments resulting in the loss of traditional exports. Eligible crop producers should apply after harvest is complete, as payments will only be issued once production is reported. Hog producers may apply now and will need their total number of hogs on August 1, 2018 for the application. A payment will be issued on 50% of the producer's total production multiplied by the MFP rate for the specific commodity. A second payment period, if warranted, will be determined by the USDA. Please contact the FSA office with questions on how to sign up or visit www.farmers.gov/MFP for more information. Our next topic is bank changes. If you have made or will be making any banking changes between now and October, be sure to include the FSA office with your changes. Notification of changes should be submitted in writing so we have record of what we are to change. Again, it is very important to keep your FSA in the loop when making any type of record change to your farming business. Our next topic is available commodity loans. The Audubon County Farm Service Agency wants to remind producers that marketing assistance loans are now available to help producers through periods of low market prices. MALs provide interim financing for wheat, feed grains, and soybeans. They also allow producers to delay the sale of the commodity at harvest time lows and wait until more favorable market conditions emerge. The Audubon County FSA office is now accepting requests for 2018 marketing assistance loans for all eligible commodities after harvest. For more information, please visit your local FSA office. Our final topic is organic certification cost share. The Organic Cost Share Program provides cost share assistance to producers who are renewing their certification under the National Organic Program. Certified operations may receive up to 75% of their certification costs paid from October 1, 2017 through September 30, 2018, not to exceed $750 per certification scope. Eligible costs include application fees, inspection costs, fees related to equivalency agreement requirements, travel for inspectors, user fees, sale assessments, and postage. Ineligible costs include equipment, materials, supplies, transitional certification fees, late fees, and inspection necessary to address National Organic Program violations. Producers should submit applications to their local FSA office. To learn more about organic certification cost share, visit www.fsa.usda.gov/organic. In closing, for more information and clarification on any of FSA's programs, feel free to contact your local FSA office. Here in Audubon, that number is 712-563-4261, extension 2. For this week, this has been Beth Kujala with updates and reminders from the Audubon County Farm Service Agency. Tune in next week at the same time for more updates.